Isaiah chapter 7. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is allied with Ephraim. And his heart was moved, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the forest are moved with the wind. Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, you, and Shurjashub your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field. And say unto him, Take heed, and be quiet, fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin with Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah, have taken evil counsel against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah, and trouble it, and let us make a break in its wall for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus says the Lord God, It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 85 years shall Ephraim be broken, so that it will not be a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Moreover the Lord spoke again unto Ahaz, saying, Ask a sign of the Lord your God, ask it either in the depth, or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I test the Lord. And he said, Hear you now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Immanuel. Curds and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil, and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil, and choose the good, the land that you dread shall be forsaken by both her kings. The Lord shall bring upon you, and upon your people, and upon your father's house, days as have not come from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall whistle for the fly that is in the uttermost part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. And they shall come, and shall rest all of them in the desolate valleys, and in the clefts of the rocks, and upon all thorns, and upon all pastures. In the same day shall the Lord shave with a hired razor, namely, by them beyond the river, by the king of Assyria, the head, and the hair of the feet, and it shall also consume the beard. And it shall come to pass in that day, that a man shall keep alive a young cow, and two sheep. And it shall come to pass, from the abundance of milk that they shall give he shall eat curds, for curds and honey shall everyone eat that is left in the land. And it shall come to pass in that day, that every place, where there could be 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver shekels, it shall even be briars and thorns. With arrows and with boughs shall men come there, because all the land shall become briars and thorns. And on all hills that were dug with the hoe, you shall not come there for fear of briars and thorns, but it shall be a range for oxen, and a place for sheep to tread.